Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Let's get into it here. So today, Explorer Pop-Up Cup started. Unfortunately, there were some issues, and they are going to erase today's scores, so they won't be up on the scores in the future if you're playing. Here's what they said about it here. Let's see. Over on Twitter, they announced it so that they were aware of an issue where the Explorer Pop-Up Cup is not allowing players to hold the correct amount of materials. We'll be disabling the Pop-Up Cup as we investigate, and then they figured it out, and then they said the Explorer Pop-Up Cup has been re-enabled for all regions. EU will be able to participate for the next hour, but all scores from today will be removed in the future due to today's limited participation window. So they did have some issues with it, so that is unfortunate. I did not get to play at all because of my work schedule right now. So, you know, I'm not too bummed about it just because I didn't spend any time in any of the matches trying to get the points. But I definitely feel for any of you out there who were trying to score some points and then, you know, you're not getting to get anything to show for it now. This is maybe why in the future they will just change it to a certain set amount of matches and not a time window, or even just move the time window. I know my local time is from like 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Even if it was like 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., that would be a real good window for me, just being a little bit selfish. That way I can at least get some time in and play some of the Explorer Cup or some of these solo cup tournaments that they are doing. Another thing that we got over here on Twitter today, they released a client update for PC to improve stability and fix a crash. This was caused by compatibility issue where between certain older internal drivers, you may need to restart your PC to fully resolve this problem. They also recommend that you update to the latest Intel driver, which is version 25.20.100.6323. So just get the latest Intel driver to make sure that you're not going to have any compatibility issues that it's going to make your Fortnite game crash. They did release that hotfix that should fix it, but definitely just update your driver anyways. Let's see here, guys. Let's go over one of the weekly challenges. Let's go over where to do your dance in different forbidden locations. You got to do 7 of those total. I did one of these with Bandonite.ttv earlier tonight. That was his last one. I'm just getting started on doing the challenges. I got some of them done just out of, you know, gameplay, which I love those kind of challenges. You know, I already did the deal headshot damage, the eliminate opponents in different named locations, pick up a item of different rarities, the search ammo boxes, chests, and supply drop, the play the matches with at least one elimination. So basically, I only have to do the dance in different forbidden locations and the dance on top of the crown of RVs, metal turtle, and submarine. So I really like the challenges this week because you're going to get most of these done just by doing your gameplay. And even the ones where you need to go places, at least you're going around to explore different areas of the map, which I like those. You're not having to do something that's, you're not having to do something in the middle of the game that is not really related to your goal in the game for the most part. That is going to take a lot of time during the match. But let's get into it. Dance in different forbidden locations. So the one that we went to was in Junk Junction. It's actually next to that metal llama up there in the very upper northwest of the corner of the map. In, I guess that is B1. So yeah, so go over to that pre-built metal llama and you will get one of the dance zones there. There's one in Lazy Links, kind of by the lake area. There is one on top of the mountain that's in C4, C5, right on the grid there, right on the line. Let's see here. There's one right on the north side of Dusty Divot in G5. There's one on the southwest side of Dusty Divot in F6. There's one south of Risky Reels, kind of up on the hill that is in H3. You got one in to the east side of Risky Reels, which is in I-2. And you got one on top of one of the plateaus in the desert area. This is kind of like also right on the grid line in between, let's say this is I-8-9, kind of on the borderline of J-8-9 as well, kind of where those four corners meet. But yeah, that is where you're going to go to get all those dance in forbidden locations. That's 7 in total. You need to get 7. So wait, is that 7 total or is that more than 7? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So actually that's 8 total. You need to get 7 of them. So at least there's one extra one. Yeah, just go around and then do a little dance and you'll see it pop up on your screen saying that you completed one of the steps for that challenge. Okay, let's see here. What do we want to do? We want to go over to the item shop today. Let's go over what's in the item shop. The item shop, we finally getting some Christmas themed things. But first up in the featured item section, we got the Waypoint outfit. And then we are going to get, for our Christmas themed things to start out, is the Yuletide Ranger. You're going to have the Nog Ops. And the Cozy Coaster Glider. And then, of course, the Nog Ops and the Yuletide Ranger, guys. Those are outfits. The daily items, you have the Scoundrel outfit. You're going to have the Starry Flight Glider. You are going to have the you shouldn't have Harvesting Tool. This is a, you know, it just looks like a regular pickaxe reskinned as a Christmas gift with a bow on top. You have the Moniker outfit. Again, you guys know I wish I had this hoodie in real life. We got the Hootenanny emote. And then you have the True Love emote. And thank you, BenNightTV.TV, again, for supporting me in that in the creator and getting that for me. And anybody else who wants to support me, you can use my creator code as well. That is Mike Daddy, MMMIKEDADDY, and I really appreciate if you guys support me there like Bandonite.TTV did. Let's see here. We got our tip of the day today. So, you don't have a vehicle to travel in, you don't have a shopping cart, you don't have the ATK quad crasher, you don't have a plane, but you just happen to be over in the new iceberg biome. Well, there is that big frozen lake right there in the middle of the biome, kind of all around south of the Viking Mountains. So let's see here. Let's say this is B6-7, C6-7. There is a big frozen lake here. You will get your frozen feet just like you were if you stepped on a chiller trap. Well, you can use this to travel real fast. Again, use this for rotations, just in case you happen to have to go somewhere kind of far and you're over in this area. Everybody else has, you know, taken the planes or blew up the plane so that you weren't able to get in one yourself. Definitely use that ice area to your advantage to make those rotations. And remember also, the other cool thing that you can do while your feet are frozen, you can apply your any type of health that you need to apply. So, you know, bandages, med kits, shield potions, you can apply those while your feet are frozen. So if you just got done in a battle and the storm is coming up on you quick, but you need to keep moving, just run over that ice area in whatever direction you need to be going and heal up at the same time. Alrighty, guys, that is your tip of the day. So that's going to be the episode of the day as well. So head over to Discord, join the Discord, follow me over on Twitch, and subscribe to my YouTube, Mike Daddy, in both of those places. Head over to Apple Podcasts and iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review so you can get a shout out here on the show. Go ahead and subscribe while you're there. That way you don't miss any of the episodes. That way you can get all the latest news, tips, tricks, whatever updates come out. Yeah, just everything. So that's it, guys. Until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.